live once again. No rebroadcast tonight. It is August 15th. I'm coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from the crime capital of the world, in more ways than one, Washington, D.C. Also, as I like to remind you, the headquarters of American Free Press, which is my favorite weekly newspaper, and it should be yours too. So do check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. That's the website, folks, not the entire newspaper. Well, folks, I am probably not going to be taking any calls tonight, at least not until very late in the hour, because I am going to be presenting some information to you, far more detailed information to you tonight, about a very interesting book that I have mentioned on this program. So what I want you to do is get your pen and paper handy, and I'm going to tell you the address in Washington, D.C. You can write that down right now, the address in Washington, D.C., where you can get this book. It's a very, very interesting book. I also want to warn you right now that if you're sensitive to discussion of religion, sensitive to discussion particularly of the Jewish religion, you may wish to turn your radio down for the next hour. Don't turn your radio off. I want you to keep it tuned in here so you can listen to Rick Adams following my broadcast. But as I say, if you are sensitive to discussion, candid discussion of the Jewish religion, this program may offend you or disturb you, and that is something we are going to be discussing here tonight. And I must tell you right now, before you turn the radio down, that my sources on this, my primary source on this, is a distinguished Jewish writer, Eliot Horowitz. Born in New York, he's a professor, an associate professor of Jewish history at Israel's Bar Ilan University. So my source on the material that I'm going to be bringing you tonight, very controversial material on the Jewish religion and its outlook toward the non-Jewish world, it is coming from an esteemed Jewish professor, an American-born Jewish professor now ensconced at Israel's Bar Ilan University. So those of you who are offended by discussion of this subject may still be interested in listening, precisely because I'm going to be quoting directly, as best I can, what Dr. Horowitz has written in a very, what I think is important book that I'm going to be discussing on the program tonight. Controversial, yes, but something that does need to be discussed. And there are those who say you shouldn't discuss religion, but in this day and age, we are constantly hearing about religion, one religion in particular, the religion of Islam. And we are constantly told, primarily by Jewish sources and by sources sympathetic to the state of Israel, that Islam is a bad religion and a hateful religion, a religion that teaches hateful things toward Christians and Jews and Jesus Christ himself. So tonight we're going to take a look at the other side of the coin, and I want to assure you that the other side of the coin is pretty ugly. Okay, we are going to a break. When we come back, some interesting news regarding an anniversary today. Today is a one-year anniversary of an event that's been often discussed on the internet and on this program. But then we will go into our discussion of Jewish violence. Jewish violence against Christians. Stay tuned, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just to remind you, probably will not be taking calls until very, very late in the hour, if at all. Have a lot of material to discuss with you here tonight. Well, it is the first anniversary, it seems hard to believe, of an event that has been often discussed on this program in one form or another, and that is the incident involving Christopher Boleyn, former correspondent for American Free Press, and of late, but no longer, the willing and enthusiastic partner of no less than Daryl Bradford Smith and Queen Esther Hufschmid. That was a year ago today, apparently, that that incident took place in Christopher Boleyn's front yard. Christopher, of course, has gone on the lam after Jewish Judge Hyman Riebman gave Boleyn several weeks before his sentencing and allowed Boleyn to slip through the noose. We don't know where Boleyn is. He could be hiding out in Alabama. He could be in Europe. We don't know where he is, but we've heard Daryl and Eric complaining that Christopher must be imprisoned because Christopher isn't talking to them anymore. Well, we do have some information in regard to that that I'm here to bring you tonight. And I have to say I take a certain amount of satisfaction in this because I predicted a long time ago, almost a year ago today, folks, a little bit less than a year ago today, I predicted eventually that there would be a break between Christopher and the gruesome twosome. It has indeed happened. The sad thing is, of course, that in the meantime, Christopher was divided from his friends and supporters at American Free Press, including me, who just happened to be Christopher's biggest supporter there. As a consequence of that, Christopher latched on to the gruesome twosome in an attempt to destroy me personally and to destroy American Free Press. But I'm still here, and so is American Free Press, and Christopher is on the lam. As my colleague Christopher Petherick, the editor of American Free Press, pointed out today to me in a conversation, he said, what a tragedy it was. We would have been able to provide Christopher with substantial national publicity and financial support on a continuing basis in the months leading up to his trial, and attorney Mark Lane would have taken Christopher's defense, but Mark Lane specifically did not take Christopher's defense because he divined the easily divinable fact that Christopher had latched on to the gruesome twosome. And as a consequence of that, Mr. Lane opted out of the case. I think if Mark Lane had taken the case, Christopher Boleyn would not have been convicted, and Christopher would still be working for American Free Press today, but hopefully separated from Eric and Daryl. Well, Christopher and his wife have maintained contact with a lady, seems to be a pretty fine lady, Dr. Linda Shelton in the Chicago area. And Dr. Shelton has posted on the internet a message from Mrs. Boleyn, Mrs. Helia Brand Caskell Boleyn. Mrs. Boleyn said in her email, Chris was stupid to call Eric. That is, Christopher, her husband, was stupid to call Eric Huffschmidt, she says, since they spread rubbish no matter what. That is, Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith spread rubbish about the Boleyns and presumably many other topics, including some of the Boleyns' friends, such as famed international journalist Loren Moret. And, of course, even about Dr. Linda Shelton. And now what's interesting is that although Christopher himself was crying that American Free Press had, quote-unquote, stolen his defense fund, no, in fact, we returned all the donations to the good people who gave us those funds. Well, it now turns out, according to Mrs. Helia Brand Caskell Boleyn, his wife, we have not, this is a direct quote from her email, we have not received a penny for a month or more, thanks to Daryl B.S. and E.H. I wonder whether they have access to our PayPal account before it reaches our account. I do not know. It's very strange. This is from Helia Brand Caskell. Say what you will about Helia Brand Caskell, this brazen exhibitionist, this Gypsy Rose Lee of the 911 Truth Movement, who's bared her body, her nude body, to photographers. Say what you will about her. This is what she had to say to Dr. Linda Shelton. Evidently, the break is final between Christopher Boleyn and his partners, so-called, Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. This really doesn't come as a surprise to me, nor I doubt does it come as a surprise to many of you who've watched the antics of this crew. Christopher has even announced that he has no association with Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. In fact, it's kind of ironic. Christopher has even said that American Free Press falsely said that he was associated with them. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Interesting, folks. Very, very interesting and very, very sad. Well, folks, not sure how much more can be said about that, so let us move forward. You know, we could talk about current events here in the news today, things that happened today in the last day, all these terrible deaths in Iraq, in this once relatively peaceful country that George Bush has turned into a flaming cauldron of death and destruction. A cauldron I'd like to see Bush and Bronfman, Newhouse, Rudolph Giuliani and his wife, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, the whole war party crowd thrown into. I'd like to see them thrown in that cauldron, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to see them put on some army boots and march over there and fight this war. We could talk about that, but we're going to talk about something a little bit more esoteric. certain unknown facts about the Jewish religion, this religion that drives political Zionism. And, of course, political Zionism is the force, the overt force, the public force, the political force, upon which the foundation of the neoconservatives who direct the Bush administration have relied upon as their philosophy. Israel above all. Israel number one. Let's use the United States, they say, to advance Israel and the international Jewish Zionist agenda. That's what we've seen happening here in the Iraq war. That's what we see happening in the drive for war against Iraq. There are those who want to say that the war in Iraq is all about oil, but no, as an upcoming conference in Southern California has said, no more wars for Israel. And Israel is the centerpiece of the trouble in the world today. The problem of Israel has been documented not just by me, but many, many other people. My friend Matthias Chang, in his books, Future Fast Forward and Brainwash for War, Program to Kill, says that Israel will be the linchpin for future wars, wars that will be fought with nuclear weapons. And I can tell you, sitting right here in Washington, D.C., folks, I don't like the idea of nuclear war. I don't like the idea of nuclear war, period. But when I'm sitting right in the center of the maelstrom and likely to be a victim, not even able to come back a day to comment on my demise, it kind of bothers me, and it should bother you too. It should bother every American, but most Americans don't understand what the driving forces are behind Zionism and what lies behind Zionism, and that is a religion we call Judaism. Darrell Bradford Smith once called Judaism one of the world's great religions. He said it was hijacked by Zionism. Neither statement is true. Judaism is a religion that should have died out when Jesus Christ came to this planet. But it survived. And in the course of its survival, it has rooted down in countries throughout the world, throughout history. And wherever it has been rooted, there has been trouble. But today in the United States, although the Jews constitute a very small percentage of the American population, their political power goes far beyond that. And they indeed do serve as the predominant political force in this country. There are elements that stand in opposition to Jewish power and influence, and every once in a while they make their voices heard in the military, in the intelligence community, in the diplomatic corps. And, of course, independent voices such as those you hear on the Republic Broadcasting Network and in the pages of American Free Press and on independent websites from commentators far and wide, all of whom understand that the world, our very survival, is at stake precisely because of this Jewish power in the United States. And until we understand the nature of that philosophy and what it has taught about the outside world, the Gentiles, the other. And, of course, the term Gentiles, referring to non-Jews, is a negative term. Gentiles are considered cattle. There's a very deep-rooted hatred taught in the Jewish religion and in its holidays toward non-Jews. And tonight we are going to be talking about a book by a Jewish professor of history at Israel's Bar-Ilan University. The book is entitled Reckless Rites. Rites as in R-I-T-E-S. Reckless Rites. Purim and the Legacy of Jewish Violence. When we come back, we are going to discuss it. I'm going to be referring to a very detailed review of the book that was published just this month in the Barnes Review newsletter. Stay tuned, folks. And if you are offended by this subjective discussion, please turn your radio down.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to be discussing the book Reckless Rights, Purim and the Legacy of Jewish Violence. This is a 332-page volume. It's very detailed. It's copiously documented. It is a stunning contribution to the history of the Jewish people and what some would say is a consistently troubled relationship with the other, the Gentiles, the non-Jews. Those whom the Jews refer to as the Goyim, a term that roughly translated is the equivalent of beast, or more specifically, cattle. You're not going to see this book reviewed, most likely, on book notes with this little lamb on C-SPAN, Brian Lamb. You're not going to see it talked about in your local bookstores when they have the book haul at book days with writers. This is a book that's largely been noted only in Jewish journals, but it's a book that you do need to know about, that you do need to read if you want to understand really why the world is in the situation it is today. Now, Purim, that's P-U-R-I-M, that's as referred to in the book's title, is the Jewish holiday spawned by the Old Testament's Book of Esther. Now, Purim is a holiday that's based on a tale that even most Jewish theologians, and most Christian theologians for that matter, say is completely apocryphal. In other words, the Book of Esther is a legend and nothing more. Now, Esther of the legend was the young Jewish maiden who, upon being married to the Persian king, who had no idea his beautiful bride was Jewish, Esther saved the Jewish people from destruction at the hands of the king's advisor, Haman, who was in turn executed along with 75,000 other Persians. Now, this mass slaughter, this genocide, if you will, this early anti-Gentile Holocaust, is what is loudly and proudly commemorated at the celebration of Purim. Now, folks, I don't know of any Christian religion that celebrates the slaughter of 75,000 people, whether Jewish or non-Jewish, whether Christian or not. You know, I just don't know of any Christian religion that celebrates genocide, but that's exactly what Purim does. Now, it is no coincidence, at least prior to the 20th century, when theologians were free to write openly and freely, it is no coincidence that during that time, well before Jewish influence in directing the course of public discussion of issues rose to its pinnacle, that most Christian theologians, liberal and conservative alike, not in the political terms, but in the religious terms, in the theological terms, most theologians shared the view of German Protestant theologian Karl Heinrich Cornell, who said of the Book of Esther that, quote, all of the worst and most unpleasing features of Judaism are here displayed without disguise. Cornell was echoing a previous theologian, Emil Kautz, that's spelled K-A-U-T-Z-S-C-H, who said that the Book of Esther, in his words, expresses such national arrogance and such hatred of other nations. British Baptists, just so you know, we're not just talking Catholicism here or that it's just German theologians, those evil Germans, you know. British Baptist Dr. Thomas Davies said of the Book of Esther that its teachings that, quote, nothing seems wrong if only it furthers the advancement of the Jews. Now, as I've said before, most non-Jews have no idea that the Jewish people, who are forever complaining about various historical pogroms, real and imagined, as well as their favorite episode that we refer to generally as the Holocaust, most people have no idea that the Jewish people actually celebrate this apocryphal mass murder as one of their most boisterous holidays. And Christians will be shocked to learn, as even Professor Horowitz, the author of the book Reckless Rites, notes that the Jews have had a demonstrable record of comparing their archenemy Haman from the Book of Esther to no less than Jesus Christ. Now, those are hardly grounds for promoting the theme of interfaith discourse, as Jewish organizations constantly do, or the concept of quote-unquote Judeo-Christianity. These trumpet calls, to be perfectly frank, when coming from Jewish sources, always mean that Christians must amend their teachings to jibe with what Jews want Christians to be taught and to believe about Judaism, Jews, and Christianity. And Dr. Horowitz points out that the comparisons of Haman to Jesus Christ are still prevalent in Jewish religious rites today. Folks, this has already been a mouthful. This is pretty heavy stuff. So if you haven't been scared off by now, I would urge you to continue listening following the upcoming break, because we have more to say about what Dr. Horowitz says in his book, Reckless Rites, Purim and the Legacy of Jewish Violence. Remember, this is coming from a Jewish source, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Piper didn't make this up. David Duke didn't make this up. Folks, stay tuned. You might learn something here tonight.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Discussing a subject that can only be described as grotesque. The teachings of a reckless right, described in a book called Reckless Rights, Purim and the Legacy of Jewish Violence by Dr. Elliot Horowitz. Elliot with two L's, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, two L's and two T's. Elliot Horowitz of Bar-Ilan University. Later in this hour, I'm going to tell you how you can get this book right from the Barnes Review in Washington, D.C. I'll give you the P.O. box for the Barnes Review in Washington, D.C. Now, my critics at the Anti-Defamation League would say that this broadcast is preaching hate. No, what I am doing, folks, here tonight is telling you what this Jewish historian working at an Israeli university has written about Purim. Well, in this amazing work, Dr. Horowitz explains in detail how this celebration of genocide, this holiday of Purim, this celebration by the Jews, has impacted upon the Jewish attitude toward the non-Jews, and how, in the past, when non-Jews have learned of these Jewish views, non-Jews have become biased toward the Jews and their religious teachings. And what's interesting is that Dr. Horowitz is honest enough to acknowledge very freely in his book that many Jewish historians and others have suppressed these facts. He notes that frequently when the Jews have broached the story of Purim to non-Jews, that they have carefully deleted the conclusion of the story, wherein the Jews orchestrated the mass slaughter of the Persians. Horowitz refers to the words of G.M. Trevelyan, writing in his book Bias in History, or an essay, Bias in History, when Trevelyan said, quote, "The most odious form of moral bias is found in the history that loudly condemns the crimes and persecutions of one side and conceals or defends those of the other. The most odious form of moral bias is found in the history that loudly condemns the crimes and persecutions of one side and conceals or defends those of the other." I cannot help but be reminded of the constant refrain in the mass media from Jewish sources and from sources that are directed by Jewish money and influence, the constant refrain regarding the Holocaust and persecutions of Jews worldwide, and yet we don't hear of this ugly history that has been suppressed. Now, Dr. Horowitz notes that, you know, those whom many of our Christian brothers and sisters might call deeply religious Jews even have a record in modern-day Israel of acts of violence against not only non-Jews, but even acts of vandalism and desecration against Christian crosses. Now, many of my Christian friends who are followers of Jerry Falwell, now in hell, followers of Tim LaHaye and Pat Robertson and John Hagee, that big, fat, pro-Israel toad, who recently had this big rally of Christians United for Israel here in Washington, they often talk about, they complain and note that there is a secular influence in Israel, but say, oh, thank God there's all those good, decent, Orthodox Jews over there, those deeply religious Jews. But they are the people, according to Dr. Horowitz, who are most likely to engage in acts of violence against non-Jews and vandalism and desecration against Christian crosses. So in this regard, and this is interesting, folks, Dr. Horowitz has an entire chapter in this book demonstrating the rather disturbing and one might say downright weird Jewish hatred for the cross and of Jewish violence against displays of this sacred Christian symbol. Amazing. Horowitz notes that many Christians became anti-Jewish in the past upon learning of very real Jewish hostility toward Christ and the cross. And this is what Dr. Horowitz writes, folks. This is a direct quote, and it's rather graphic, but please forgive me. Dr. Horowitz, this Jewish historian, a professor from Israel, writes, quote, "To both Jews and Christians of their time, unlike some historians of recent generations, it was not difficult to imagine a Jew, whether naturally born or converted, urinating on a cross," unquote. Remember, those are not my words. Those are the words of Dr. Horowitz. And it's very interesting that he indicates in that quotation that some historians of recent generations have tried to erase that fact of history. And he points out that such things were, quote-unquote, not reported exclusively by Christian sources. In other words, Jewish sources have reported that these kind of desecrations of the cross, even including that natural form of urination, has been something very real, something, and I would say quite bizarre if you ask me, but well, be that as it may, that's what Dr. Horowitz said, not Mike Piper, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let the Anti-Defamation League mislead you. I'm giving you a direct quotation from this book. That having been said, what is important about this book by Dr. Horowitz is that it focuses on how historians and theologians have deliberately distorted these uncomfortable truths about Jewish religious teachings, and more importantly, I would suppose to say, the very real down-to-earth, day-to-day impact such teachings have had. That is, the instigation of violence by Jews against Christians. Hear me carefully, folks. Violence by Jews against Christians. We always hear about how Christians and others, Christians and Muslims, are inspired to violence against Jews. But here we have this Israeli historian, an Israeli historian of the Jewish faith, telling us that his other historians and theologians have tried to keep all of this quiet. Horowitz even shows how Jewish and today Israeli historians, even tour guides who lead Christians around by the nose in the Holy Land, as well as others, have covered up the very historically correct fact that the Jews played a major role in the slaughters of the Christians in Jerusalem in the year 614. Now, why this is interesting is that this is a crime that Jewish apologists have attributed only to the Persian conquerors of Palestine. In fact, when the Persians conquered Palestine, the Jews were the ones who played a major part in slaughtering the Christians. You didn't hear about that Holocaust when you were going to school, did you? I sure didn't. They told me that 4 million Jews died at Auschwitz. Now it turns out that figure is considerably less. But that's another story for another time. Well, in his book, Reckless Rites, Dr. Horowitz explores past and present Purim celebrations in Jewish communities around the world. And he demonstrates that despite the fact these Jewish communities are spread all around the world and have a lot of different approaches, different emphases, because they are in different cultures, that in these Purim celebrations, violence and hatred toward non-Jews have been commonplace and are integral to the nature of the holiday and its underlying theme. This ugliness underlying this central, this important Jewish holiday, this ugliness is not the exception, ladies and gentlemen. It is the rule. Now, here we are in America today. Here we are in America today. We know that Jewish organizations have been major cheerleaders for and promulgators of the Patriot Act, hate crimes measures, and other schemes that, if truth be told, are really first and foremost designed to forestall criticism of Jewish power in the United States, particularly but not limited to the realm of the conduct of U.S. foreign policy. Now, this book that I've described here, it's a very detailed book, as I said, very carefully cited. You know, I found myself making notations and underlining and turning down pages. The whole book is underlined and turned back. I've recommended it to so many people. It's a remarkable book, ladies and gentlemen. It is a nonstop tour of a little-known history, and it's unencumbered by political correctness or egregious sensitivity to Jewish concerns. And the fact that a Jewish historian, Israeli academic, is the author of the book, and, you know, it's published by Princeton University Press, that's a remarkable thing. And as I say, although it's a history book, it also deals in religion, it's a book that really is so downright relevant to everything that's happening in the world today. Anybody that doesn't understand that or doubts that or denies that is a liar or a fool. Because Israel, as it is at the center, the state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, founded on Jewish religious teachings that go back to the Talmud, that go back to these teachings in the Book of Esther, this state is at the center of world conflict today. And this world conflict that we have today is bringing us ever closer toward a nuclear conflagration. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't recognize the fact that we are at a real, I think the popular term is tipping point here in the world today. And, you know, as I've said repeatedly on this program, you know, if we're free to discuss Mormonism, if we're free to discuss Catholicism, if we're free to discuss Islam, and Islam is probably the most misunderstood religion on the face of the planet today, despite the fact that there are so many billions of people who are Muslims. If we're free to discuss all of these other religions, then by God, we will discuss Judaism and what it's all about. Now, there are those who say you shouldn't discuss religion, and particularly you shouldn't discuss the Jewish religion because they say, after all, the Jews have been so persecuted, and don't forget, there's that evil Adolf Hitler who caused the Holocaust, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, if we read Dr. Horowitz's book, Reckless Rights, Purim and the Legacy of Jewish Violence, as it's subtitled, we can perhaps see why some people might have gotten a little bit miffed at the Jews throughout history, because, you know, when the Christian cross and the name of Jesus Christ have been desecrated in quite grotesque terms, you can see why people might get angry. You know, there was this widely touted and very controversial display of a crucifix in a jar of urine. I even hate to discuss it on the air, folks, but let's face it, that's exactly what it was. And it was called, it was called by the quote unquote artist, it was called Piss Christ. This was described as art, ladies and gentlemen. And as we see here from this book, Reckless Rights, although that artist I do not believe was Jewish, that artist was actually, in a sense, commemorating a Jewish religious tradition of desecrating the Christian cross. Now, as I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, I am not particularly religious, and I believe in free and open discussion, and I, there's certain areas where there have to be limitations. That's not the subject of discussion here, but while there are have to be limitations, I think, the fact is that something like that offends me, and it's calculated to offend, and yet when people objected to that, they were called backward, they were called... You know, Christian people were defamed by the mass media for daring to say that such a display was inappropriate or wrong. Can you imagine if a Jewish religious artifact was displayed in that fashion and it was called art? Do you think if I put some little piece of quote unquote art like that together and try to get it displayed in major museums, metropolitan museums of art, so-called art across the United States, do you think they would put it in there? Oh, no, they would say, well, that Michael Collins Piper, the artist, well, they wouldn't call me an artist. You know, like they never call me a journalist. They always call me quote-unquote journalist. They would say that, oh, well, he's biased. He's anti-Jewish. He's this, he's that. They didn't say that about, I believe his name was Serrano, Mr. Serrano, who came up with that display. No, because that display was called freedom of expression. What they did not tell you, as I say, was that it was a display of a Jewish religious tradition, and a pretty ugly one at that. Very interesting subject, ladies and gentlemen, and a very disturbing one. And it's something we're going to return to time and again on this show. We've touched on it, but I realized that it was a subject that I thought that should be discussed in some detail here tonight. And after the break, I am going to give you the P.O. box in Washington, D.C., where you can order this book from the Barnes Review. Because I think you will want to get a copy of this book. It's worth every penny. It's a book that you can show to your friends and neighbors and say, hey, look, this is what a Jewish historian from Bar-Ilan University in Israel is saying in a book published by Princeton University Press. Your critics, your friends and neighbors who say you're a quack, a crank, a lunatic, a religious fanatic, they're not going to be able to say, oh, you got this off the internet. They're not going to be able to say that, oh, well, that's some anti-Semitic ravings. No, this is a book, like I say, that, well, I've already told you repeatedly what the source is. So get your pen and paper handy, ladies and gentlemen. We have the break coming up here, and I'll give you the address. It is an interesting book. It's something that, you know, it's almost amazing. You must even have to question in some ways why the book was written. But, you know, the people who write and publish these books realize that most people are never going to know about them. But here on this little hour, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight, you got to hear about it because, just like RBN says, you can handle the truth. The truth is not always pleasant, ladies and gentlemen, but we brought you the truth here tonight, and pretty shortly, when we come back from this break, we'll wrap it all up. If there's anyone who wants to call in and talk for about 10 seconds, now's your time to do it. It's Michael Collins Piper.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Get your pen and paper handy. First of all, I'm going to give you the 877 number. It's a toll-free 877 number where you can order the book Reckless Rights. The number at the Barnes Review, or TBR for short, that's nice and short, TBR. T as in Tom, B as in boy, R as in revolution, TBR, Tom Boy Revolution, TBR. The toll-free number is 1-877-773-9077. I'll give that number to you again. You can call that Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., basically regular business hours. That's Pacific time, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. In any case, the number is 1-877-773-9077. You can use your MasterCard or Visa. Now, I'm going to give you the snail mail address. TBR, that's the Barnes Review, TBR, Tomboy Revolution, TBR, P.O. Box 15877. P.O. Box 15877. It's in Washington, D.C. P.O. Box 15877, Washington, D.C., 20003. People get confused by that zip code, so I'll give it to you again. 20003. That's 2 3 0s and a 3. And that's an 877 toll-free number, 877-773-9077. The price of the book is $40. That's a little bit above and beyond the regular sale price of the book. So you can order the book from the publisher, Princeton University Press, for a little bit less. You can probably even order it through Barnes & Noble or Borders. But TBR is trying to raise money to upgrade the security at the office there. And so TBR is asking for a $40 contribution to get a copy of this book. Believe me, folks. The contribution is well worth it. When you send that contribution to TBR and get the book, you will get a very interesting catalog of other books at regular prices on a wide variety of subjects. But I can tell you, folks, as far as I'm concerned, if I had to make up a list of 10 must-reading books for anybody in the world today, this book, Reckless Rights, would be on that list of the 10 top books. And the word rights in that book is not R-I-G-H-T-S as in civil rights. It's rights, R-I-T-E-S as in religious rights. Reckless Rights by Dr. Eliot Horowitz. I would suggest if you're interested in the book to call first thing tomorrow morning. Get them at the TBR office. If you don't get them right away, call again. There will be somebody to answer it. But if you don't want to order the book, I hope you learned a little bit tonight through my discussion of the book. And if you want to call back in tomorrow night and talk about it, you're free to do it, or whatever you want to talk about tomorrow night. But as I say, I hope you learned something interesting here, those of you who chose to listen. I'm sure there are those who chose not to. But I'm just here to tell it like it is, or at least to tell it like Dr. Eliot Horowitz says it is. And I hope you'll tell elders about this book, folks, because people do need to know about it. Have a good evening. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off.
It's true.